there's danger everywhere. But danger had never looked quite like this before.
Can you keep a secret?
Based on shocking true events.
This girl, Rena Virk, she's been missing for 3 days.
Emmy Award nominee Riley Keough.
Young girls were the ones we were supposed to protect.
Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone.
Can't be.
Not be protected from.
A Hulu original series, Under the Bridge. Now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. An Arizona mom notices her daughter becomes very quiet. But when she does begin to talk, mom calls police. The girl tells mom teacher Richardson Walker pulling her out of class and locking the two of them in a bathroom stall where Walker molests her.
Nancy, this was absolutely terrifying. The girl's mother called Arizona police and they interviewed the girl and get her to the hospital to have a rape kit performed. When questioned, Walker denied the girl's allegations and offered to provide his DNA and take a polygraph, then refused to do so when officers took him up on the original offer.
The little girl says other students may also be victims. 52-year-old Walker, now charged with sex assault and kidnapping a child under 14. Rolando Philippe fires shots from inside his car at two boys walking down a Colorado street. He takes off when witnesses call 911. The little boy victims, ages 12 and 14, taken to the hospital, but the 12-year-old dies.
The victims are related to each other and both knew Felipe, but Colorado police are not releasing any more information on their relationship to the 18-year-old. The 14-year-old remains in the hospital, receiving treatment for his injuries that left him in critical condition.
Felipe, now behind bars for murder and attempted murder. Stephen Jacobo and Joe Rim at a party when Jacobo asked to see the gun Rim's carrying. Rim asked, quote, "You want to see what I got?" Then waves the gun, shooting Jacobo in the neck.
And Nancy, another partygoer, tells cops she was in the bathroom with a friend when they both heard a loud pop and screaming from outside. Rim flees the scene of the shooting and witnesses call 911. But Jacobo is pronounced dead at the scene.
Cops charge 20-year-old Rim with murder. More crime and justice news after this.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police in Moscow, Idaho, say they've tracked nearly 700 tips and conducted more than 90 interviews in their search for the person who murdered four college students. Moscow Police Captain Roger Lanier.
Currently, there are no suspects in custody, and we have not located a weapon.
A timeline is now emerging with the two surviving housemates arriving home at 1 a.m., Mojin and Gonzalez at 1:45, the same time as victims Zana Knodel and Ethan Chapin. Police say there were multiple calls made to the cell phone of a victim's ex-boyfriend ending at 2:52 a.m., but they don't believe he's a suspect. those calls put the murders after 3 a.m. The man suspected of opening fire at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs was being held on murder and hate crime charges while hundreds of people gathered to honor the five people killed and 17 wounded in the attack on a venue that for decades was a sanctuary for the local LGBTQ community. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich faces five murder charges and five charges of committing a bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury in Saturday night's attack at Club Q. Authorities say the attack was halted by two club patrons, including Richard Fierro, who told reporters that he took a handgun from Aldrich, hit him with it, and pinned him down with help from another person.
Fierro said during a lull in the shooting, he ran at the suspect, who was wearing some type of armor plates, and pulled him down before severely beating him until police arrived. A man is being charged with reckless homicide after crashing his SUV through the front window of an Apple store in Massachusetts, killing one person and injuring at least 16 others. 53-year-old Bradley Rain was arraigned Tuesday on a charge of reckless homicide by motor vehicle after an investigation by state and local police into the crash in Hingham, southeast of Boston. Rain was arrested Monday night after driving his Toyota 4Runner through the store's plate glass window and struck people that morning. The victim who died was identified as 65-year-old Kevin Bradley of New Jersey. DNA technology has been used to link the rape and murder of a University of Cincinnati student more than four decades ago to a now deceased man who authorities suspect may have also been responsible for three other murders in Ohio. From Crime Online, here's Sydney Sumner.
Hamilton County Prosecutor Joseph Dieters has announced a posthumous indictment of Ralph Howell, who died in a 1985 auto accident, on aggravated murder and rape charges in the murder of 19-year-old Cheryl Thompson. Police believe Howell may also be responsible for three other similar murders, including the cases of Charmaine Stola, Nancy Ann Theobald, and Victoria Hincher. Thompson went missing in March 1978 after leaving her home to meet her boyfriend at a bar. About 2 weeks later, her body was found along the bank of Little Miami River.
Authorities said that Thompson had been raped and died of asphyxia caused by strangulation.
Kevin Ellis tries to shoplift at a Texas convenience store, stuffing a bottle of eggnog down his pants and hairbrushes in his pockets. A security guard tries to stop Ellis and gets punched. Ellis pleads the fifth to cops instead of giving his name, but that's okay. Ellis ID'd through previous arrests. He's now charged with robbery, assault, and failure to identify, and I will never drink eggnog again. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.